to Astro Booth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay attuned and make the best decisions and plans for the following week. In the first episode of the fall season, I will prepare you for a powerful week as the new moon in Virgo opens the eclipse corridor, bringing karmic lessons and transformative energy. Navigate the challenges with caution and self-awareness, and learn how to harness the cosmic forces to reshape your life and avoid karmic pitfalls. This week's astrological insights are crucial, so stay tuned and pay attention. On September 3rd, we will experience a new moon in Virgo, marking a significant astrological event. This new moon is particularly crucial because it initiates the eclipse corridor of fall 2024, which will last until November 1st. Adding to its importance, there is an influential conjunction of Lilith and Venus in Libra at the South Node. These combined energies indicate a strong karmic influence, making it essential to cruise carefully through this time to avoid making your life more challenging than it already is. So what does this new moon mean for you? The energies brought by this new moon may feel intense and challenging. It's a time when discipline, diligence, order, and patience will be key. The external world may pressure you to conform to its rules, standards, and expectations, whether at work, at home, in relationships, or in matters concerning health. For some, this may mean surrendering to circumstances, while others, who are not used to putting up with limitations, might feel compelled to make every effort to break free. And most likely, here you will be backed up only by your own faith and intuitive guidance. Work and health are two areas that will be particularly impacted and complex, as during this period you might face the consequences of your past actions or lack of it, especially if you ignored issues, avoided taking steps, or simply waited for things to change on their own. For example, if you neglected your health, hoping symptoms would disappear on their own, you might now find yourself dealing with a more serious diagnosis or even facing surgery. Similarly, if you stayed in a job you disliked, avoiding opportunities to leave, you could now face layoffs, downsizing, or an overwhelming workload with no increase in pay. So pay attention to what will come to the surface these days, as it is a chance to see your life more clearly, including any patterns or scenarios you may be replaying over and over. The conjunction of Venus, Lilith, and the South Node can attract challenging, fatal, shammy, and dishonest individuals with whom you have karmic ties. You may find yourself drawn to toxic relationships, perhaps even with married individuals who aren't who they seem to be, or people who manipulate you to take pity on them. Relationships that appear promising could end up being emotionally draining, even trapping you in a difficult situation for a lifetime. You may also be drawn to people with whom you parted but haven't fully let go of emotionally and been longing ever since. Remember, anything that seems irresistibly appealing right now may not be in your best interest and could even be dangerous. You might be wondering, how can I navigate this challenging time? The answer lies in caution and self-awareness. Use this period to reflect on your life's patterns and consider where you can make positive changes or give your life a whole new meaning. Implement healthy habits, release any addictions, and strive to balance all areas of your life to achieve a sense of fulfillment. This is a time for personal growth, no matter how challenging it could be, so be prepared to work on yourself. Now let's delve into the specifics of this week. This week could bring emotional ups and downs, particularly as we approach the weekend. you might encounter situations or people that provoke you into making mistakes or taking misguided actions. During this time, interactions with others may be colored by karmic debts or bonds, so be prepared for potential paybacks. Men might find themselves drawn to femme fatale, while women could be attracted to unavailable or married men. This period could also involve legal manipulations, sham marriages, or other deceptive activities. Today is Monday, and as we approach the new moon in Virgo tomorrow, you might feel an energy slump, lacking motivation and strength. This isn't the time to push yourself too hard or to expect too much from others. Instead, slow down and observe the situations that are coming to the forefront in your life. Reflect on why these issues are arising, what are the reasons behind it, and once you know, do not ignore it and take the necessary steps to address them. Remember, this is the start of the eclipse corridor, a period when anything that happens to us is the result of our past actions or lack of it. The main topics, though, will be health, employment, career perspectives, household and family issues. The new moon in Virgo could also significantly reshape your life, requiring you to adapt to new realities or circumstances. During this time, it's not advisable to undergo surgery, sign job contracts, travel, or launch new ventures, as any initiatives taken now may face challenges in the future. On a deeper level, this week will test your spiritual resilience. Do you truly believe in what you're doing? Are you strong enough to persevere? Not anyone will pass this test, but with self-awareness and determination, you can succeed. Be mindful of your emotional state, as this period may bring on feelings of depression and anxiety. On Wednesday, the moon will move into Libra, where it will stay until Saturday, so it means that your focus will switch to your interactions with other people. Their opinions and decisions may determine the progress of your own affairs. At this time, you may receive important business proposals, meetings, and interview invitations. This is a period of publicity and communication, but also gossiping behind the back. So filter your circle, eliminate all dark personalities and negative thinkers. On a personal level, this is a time for socializing and dating, but remember the karmic nature of this period. Beware of swindlers or manipulative individuals. If you plan to visit a beauty salon, avoid drastic changes as there is a risk of things not going as planned. On top of it, on Wednesday, the fiery planet of Mars will move into Cancer, where it will remain for the next 8 months. This shift will reignite various processes and lay the groundwork for future changes. Your task is to make this time more constructive. Your focus will likely turn towards home, family, and health matters, with an emphasis on medical treatments and family responsibilities. When the moon moves into Scorpio on Saturday, you'll feel a surge of hidden energy reserves. So if you concentrate on what is important and won't get lazy, you can accomplish a lot over the weekend. This is a period that guarantees transformation in everything you lay your eye and hand on. So use this window to change your approach, correct something, solve problems, or adopt a new routine and rhythm for your life. There may also appear old clients, partners, acquaintances with whom you are connected financially. So with financial matters heating up, it's crucial to budget carefully and avoid overspending. That's all from me for this week. And if you like this podcast, please do like, subscribe, and share it with the ones you love. And soon I will be back with more useful tips on the cosmic energies. Thank you. Thank you.